Tone. Listening, feeling, moving, feeling, listening. This is how to explore the way to a beautiful, resonant, singing tone. The core of any tone should always have substance and expressive quality. The singing quality of tone can be developed by sensitizing the ear to listen for it and sensitizing the hands and fingers to feel it as if they too were listening. The complex adjustments that take place in any movement in playing can easily be jammed out of fluidity by conscious effort. The spontaneity and freedom of movement may be restricted by the effort, affecting the tonal quality. Knowledge should be laid gently on our work. With knowledge lodged gently in our awareness, we accept the less than perfect without letting that affect our love for our work. We can accept our efforts as honest expressions which reveal what needs to be changed and gently guide us towards the better sound. Do not be afraid to reduce your musical experiences to one beautiful sound, knowing that it will find its own way through all of your playing. Do not be too greedy and grasp at the beautiful sound. Allow it to flow into your consciousness effortlessly. Striving will only force it. Let the awakening of more sensitivity in you decide the course of the tone. In playing, all that you have learned intellectually, physically, emotionally is now there with you. And by removing concerns with the outcome of playing, removing any interfering tension, you will be able to release the music that is within you. For example, play a series of tones and let pass all those that are not to your best liking. Observe those you like the most and notice the way you felt and moved when you produced them. Notice every sensation in your body. When you think you have gotten the best sound the instrument can bring forth, think a little magic into it, and you may discover a still better sound. The way we think has so much to do with the outcome. If you can produce just one beautiful tone, then you can look forward to carrying this quality over two tones, and in time, be able to maintain it for any length of a phrase. Along with the knowledge we possess, we need to be accepting enough so that instead of dictating, we give way to the senses involved, listening, feeling, moving, and listening. I have learned that when I do not like my tone but accept it as it is, not fighting it, then I am able to gradually adjust everything toward improving it. Even a few minutes a day devoted to tone consciousness can be beneficial. Do not attempt it for an instant longer than the spirit is willing. Once you find your way to a more beautiful tone, you will be drawn to it and will find yourself creating it more and more throughout your practice as your ear becomes more involved. Various artists disagree on the position and actions of the whole body, as well as the shoulders, arms, elbows, wrists, hands, and fingers. But they all agree on the importance of relaxation, which is of the utmost necessity for good tone as well as facility. It is important to find a way to play within the softer ranges of tone without holding back. We want presence in the tone, but not hardness. The fingers are the tools of emotion as well as the intellect. You are awakening the sensitivity of the fingers so that you can begin to imagine them having a sense of hearing. I often think of the violin when I play. When the violin is played, every cell in the wood vibrates and contributes to the sound. You can imagine that all the cells in your hand are open and vibrate with each sound like the wood of the violin. This imagery leads to more responsiveness in the hand and will enhance the ability to express nuances in playing. We can learn to sense ourselves as one with the instrument, picking up its vibrations as we play the strings. Imagery is a fine companion to playing. Sometimes I'm aware of a feeling in my hand as though I were holding a paintbrush, engaging only a few of its bristles, perhaps just one. When I use my fingers this way, I'm able to achieve a more delicate shading of volume for more tonal color. I like to visualize the fingers directly linked to the center of my innermost being, that place in my torso from which I draw breath, and from which the emotions are expressed. The torso not only physically supports our movements, it is also the supplier of our spiritual energy. Carl Friedberg may have had something like this in mind when he stated much more simply, "You play from your stomach."